Section number 1, Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants in Church History. Reading assignment, Explanatory Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Introduction to Our Heritage. How is the Doctrine and Covenants different from other books of Scripture? See the third paragraph in the explanatory introduction. On the 1st of November, 1831, the Prophet Joseph Smith presided at a special conference of elders held in Hiram, Ohio. Those in attendance decided to compile some of the revelations the Prophet had received and published them in a book called the Book of Commandments. Following the first session of this conference, the Lord signified His approval for the publication by giving Joseph Smith a revelation that He called My Preface unto the Book of My Commandments. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 6. This revelation is now Section 1 of the Doctrine and Covenants. What warnings does the Lord issue in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1? See verses 7 through 10, 12 through 16, and verses 31 through 33. What are some of the purposes of the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 17 through 28. This dispensation can be divided into six historical periods, each of which will be discussed in this year's course. New York period, 1820 to 1830. Ohio-Missouri period, 1831 through 1838. Nauvoo period, 1839 through 1846. Pioneering the West, 1846 through 1898. Expansion of the Church, 1899 to 1950. The Worldwide Church, 1951 to the present. Scripture chain, the Lord's Word in the Doctrine and Covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 37 through 39. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 33 through 36. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 60. And Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 66. Scriptures relating to Section 1, Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants in Church History. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 7 through 10, 12 through 16, and 31 through 33. 7. Wherefore fear and tremble, O ye people, for what I the Lord have decreed in them shall be fulfilled. 8. And verily I say unto you that they who go forth bearing these tidings, unto the inhabitants of the earth, to them is power given to seal both on earth and in heaven the unbelieving and rebellious. 9. Yea, verily to seal them up unto the day when the wrath of God shall be poured out upon the wicked without measure. 10. Unto the day when the Lord shall come to recompense unto every man according to his work, and measure to every man according to the measure which he has measured to his fellow man. 12. Prepare ye for that which is to come, for the Lord is nigh. 13. And the anger of the Lord is kindled, and his sword is bathed in heaven, and it shall fall upon the inhabitants of the earth. 14. And the arm of the Lord shall be revealed, and the day cometh that they who will not hear the voice of the Lord, neither the voice of his servants, neither give heed to the words of the prophets and apostles, shall be cut off from among the people. 15. For they have strayed from mine ordinances, and have broken mine everlasting covenant. 16. They seek not the Lord to establish his righteousness, but every man walketh in his own way, and after the image of his own God, whose image is in the likeness of the world, and whose substance is that of an idol which waxeth old, and shall perish in Babylon, even Babylon the great which shall fall. 31. For I the Lord cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. 32. Nevertheless he that repents and does the commandments of the Lord shall be forgiven. 33. And he that repents not, from him shall be taken even the light which he has received. For my spirit shall not always strive with man, saith the Lord of hosts. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 17 through 28. 17. Wherefore I the Lord, knowing the calamity which should come upon the inhabitants of the earth, called upon my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., and spake unto him from heaven, and gave him commandments. 18. And also gave commandments to others that they should proclaim these things unto the world, and all this, that it might be fulfilled, which was written by the prophets. 19. The weak things of the world shall come forth and break down the mighty and strong ones, that man should not counsel his fellow man, neither trust in the arm of flesh. 20. But that every man might speak in the name of God, the Lord, even the Savior of the world, that faith also might increase in the earth, that mine everlasting covenant might be established. 23. That the fullness of my gospel might be proclaimed by the weak and the simple, unto the ends of the world, and before kings and rulers. 24. Behold, I am God, and have spoken it. These commandments are of me, and were given unto my servants in their weakness, after the manner of their language, that they might come to understanding. 25. And inasmuch as they erred, it might be made known. 26. And inasmuch as they sought wisdom, they might be instructed. 27. And inasmuch as they sinned, they might be chastened, that they might repent. 28. And inasmuch as they were humble, they might be made strong, and blessed from on high, and receive knowledge from time to time. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 37 through 39. 37. Search these commandments, for they are true and faithful, and the prophecies and promises which are in them shall all be fulfilled. 38. When I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, and I excuse not myself. And though the heavens and the earth pass away, my word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. 39. For behold, and lo, the Lord is God, and the Spirit beareth record, and the record is true, and the truth abideth forever and ever. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 33 through 36. 33. And I, Jesus Christ, your Lord and your God, have spoken it. 34. These words are not of men nor of man, but of me. Wherefore you shall testify they are of me and not of man. 35. For it is my voice which speaketh them unto you. For they are given by my Spirit unto you, and by my power you can read them one to another. And save it were by my power, you could not have them. 36. Wherefore you can testify that you have heard my voice, and know my words. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 60. Verily, verily, I say unto you, who now hear my words, which are my voice, blessed are ye inasmuch as you receive these things. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 66. Behold, that which you hear is as the voice of one crying in the wilderness because you cannot see him. My voice, because my voice is spirit. My spirit is truth. Truth abideth and hath no end. And if it be in you, it shall abound. End of the scriptures relating to section number 1, Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants and Church History. End of section 1, Introduction to the Doctrine and Covenants and Church History.